Welcome. Good morning. I invite you to join me in God's Word in Matthew chapter 28. We're going to look at verses 18 to 20. Go ye therefore, is what I've entitled this in this series, Serving Jesus. Imagine that you're a skilled physician. Through a research project, you isolate an up until now undiscovered virus. As your research continues, you find, to your amazement, that in all probability, this virus has infected 100% of the human race. Every man, woman, and child from every culture on earth has contracted the disease. As your research continues, you come to the shocking realization that this disease is also 100% fatal. Your thoughts are filled with the implications. This means I have the disease. You painfully realize that. Visions of your family and friends and other loved ones race through your mind. The thought of billions of people with the disease is just too frightening to appreciate fully. Further research only confirms your findings. Though the symptoms may at times be almost unnoticeable and are often subtle and alarming, though they may vary from person to person and from culture to culture, the result is the same. This virus is a killer. After the shock of your discovery abates some, your concern turns to some practical and pressing questions. Can the world bear to hear the news? Is there hope for a cure? You press on with your research. It would be unthinkable to break this devastating news without also announcing the good news of a cure. Your research pays off. You find the cure. You develop a means of administering it, and you treat yourself as the first patient. It works. Your tests indicate the virus is destroyed. You can hardly contain your joy as you remove yourself from the terminal list. And now your thoughts turn to your family and your friends. In fact, to the entire world. There is hope. But your joy of discovery is tempered by the sober realization of the critical condition of others. Even at this moment, the virus continues to take lives. You arrange a press conference to bring the joyful news of the cure to the public. To your surprise, only a few of your colleagues and some news people attend. Your colleagues seem to be kind of embarrassed for you. What virus? What universal disease? Who, me? I feel just fine, are the only comments you hear. Even your family and friends are skeptical of the idea of a universal terminal disease. A few take you seriously, but mostly you're treated with polite indifference. Despite this rejection and indifference, your confidence never wavers. The more your own life is